our radio program with Philip Van Winkle.
Life is only in Jesus Christ. John 14:6, Jesus said to him, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. There was only one place, and there is only one place, by which any man can have eternal life, and that is in Christ Jesus.
God offers us the chance at eternal life, but how do we get it? What role does Jesus play in our chance to obtain eternal life?
We're going to talk about witnessing today for just a moment. What the world talks about witnessing and what the denominational world refers to as witnessing versus what the Bible says when it talks about a witness. See, a lot of times people today say, well, let's get out there, let's witness for Christ. Well, let's witness Jesus. Well, folks, obviously, a witness is someone who saw something. Again, let us reiterate what we started saying last time. There's this idea of something called irresistible grace, and it's based upon these other Calvinistic theories, Augustinian theories, that the Holy Spirit comes and He moves and He does something specifically to you that causes you to be saved. You can't resist it. That's why it's called irresistible. You can't possibly resist it, right? So now, here you are, and I keep using this one because I actually heard someone say this to me one time. And they said, well, you know what? I got drunk, and I was drunk. I was on my way home. I was stumbling around, walking towards my home, and I fell down underneath a lamp post. While I was underneath the lamp post, God came and visited me, and there was a big, bright, shining light. And God said, oh, you need to not live like this, and blah, blah, blah. Well, whatever. The story continues on from there. And he said that that was his witness, or that was the moment he witnessed. Well, folks, we don't witness anything like that today. I know, I'm sorry if that bothers some of you, but that's just the plain, simple truth. So when we talk about, let's get out there and witness for Christ, we need to understand where we're getting that language from. We're borrowing that language from the denominational world who have a false idea of God. And so when we talk about it, we don't need to say, hey, let's get out there and witness for Christ. We're going to talk about what it means to be a witness. Well, let's just go ahead and do that. See, witnesses are people who see things. We don't witness because we didn't see anything. Acts chapter 1, verse 8 says, Jesus is talking to his apostles, people who could see him, people who were there with him. And he says, but ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the world. You shall be witnesses. What do you mean witnesses? You saw me, right? You saw what I did, right? Then witness of it. Acts chapter 1, verse 21. Wherefore, of these men which have accompanied with us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out from among us. Here they are. They're trying to pick another apostle after Judas leaves his post. And it says in verse 22 of Acts 1, beginning from the baptism of John unto the same day that he was taken up from us, must one be ordained to be a witness with us of his resurrection. They had to actually see it. If he was going to be a witness, he had to see what it was he was witnessing. First-hand information. Acts chapter 4, verse 32, as we keep talking about a witness. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. Neither said any of them that aught of these things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things in common. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord, and great grace was upon them all. The apostles gave witness of the resurrection. That didn't mean they told people, you know what, I heard Jesus was raised from the dead. That didn't mean, hey, you know what, I read an article that where it said Jesus was raised from the dead. No, no, no. They witnessed it. They actually saw it. In Acts chapter 22, the conversion of Saul, Ananias speaking to Saul says, the God of our fathers hath chosen thee, that thou shouldest know His will, verse 14, and see, S-E-E, and see that just one, and should hear the voice of His mouth. For, why? For thou shalt be His witness unto all men of what you have seen and what you have heard. How are you going to be a witness, Saul, of everything that I saw and everything that I heard? Folks, I am not a witness of Jesus Christ, and neither are you. Why? Because I haven't seen Him, and neither have you. I cannot be a witness of a car accident unless I saw the car accident. If I go out here today, I'm leaving from my job, and I get 10 miles down the road, and there's a car that's already flipped over, and the police are already out on the scene, and I pull my car over, and I say, well, let me tell you what I think happened. The policeman, if he's wise, will say, well, did you see it? Why, no, I didn't see it. Well, what good is it? You can't witness anything you didn't see. And so we're talking about what it means to be a witness. In Acts 26, verse 15, Paul, telling what took place about how Jesus would come, he said, and I said, who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus whom you persecute. But rise, stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness. Why did you appear to Paul? Lord, to make you a witness. And so you have to see him in order to be a witness. You and I, we don't, quote, witness today. What we do is found over in Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 through 20. Really, he says, Jesus came and said to them, all power is given me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. So we teach people, but we didn't witness. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 2 says, these things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses. Some people already witnessed it, and we have now heard it. How did we hear it? Through the Word of God. The same commit thou to faithful men, who will also then be able to teach others as well. We teach, folks, but we don't witness. So in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 10, which is where we get this idea from that we've been talking about all this time, he that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave his Son. He has the belief of the witness in himself. Oh, he's not a witness, but he has a belief. I base my beliefs, and I know you may think this is strange to hear, but my beliefs are based upon the word of witnesses. Every single thing I believe about Jesus Christ, I believe it based upon the words of the witnesses. What witnesses? Not the Jehovah's Witnesses. The witnesses, those who actually saw Jesus, those who actually walked with Him and wrote, those are who I have to base my belief on. Those are the ones who actually saw Him and wrote it so that I could read it. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave his own Son. If God gives you a record of something and you say, I don't believe it, you're calling God a liar. I know. You don't like that, do you? But that's just how it is. If I say something is true, if I tell you something and it is true, you might not believe it. And if you don't believe it, you're calling me a liar. That doesn't mean I am a liar. It just means you're calling me a liar. If God tells you this is how something happened, God says this is how it happened, and you say, yeah, I don't believe that, you're calling God a liar. Now, I'm not going to get off on this subject, but folks, how did this earth come into being? Well, Exodus chapter 20 says that, for in 6 days the Lord God created the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that in them is. That's how He did it. In 6 days. Someone says, well, it could have taken Him 500 million years to create it. It could have taken Him 700 trillion years. Well, if you don't believe what God said, then go ahead and call Him a liar. But I'm not going to. I'm going to believe that God said what He said, because that's what He said. And so it says, you're calling God a liar. 1 John chapter 5, verse 11, and this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. This is the only way to have eternal life. It is in Christ Jesus. John says if there's any question as to where eternal life is, you better understand that it's in Jesus Christ. He that hath the Son, verse 12, hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. In John chapter 10, verse 10, it says, the thief cometh not but to steal and to kill, to destroy. I am come that they may have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Life is only in Jesus Christ. It is only in Christ Jesus. John 14:6, Jesus said to him, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. There was only one place, and there is only one place, by which any man can have eternal life, and that is in Christ Jesus. Someone says, hey, well, now, what about people in Africa who have never heard the Word of God? They've never believed. They've never been baptized. Well, then, folks, they're not in Christ Jesus. If they're not in Christ Jesus, they cannot have eternal life. Someone says, well, I have good friends who are Buddhists, and I have really good friends who are Muslims, and they're all good people, and they all believe certain things about God. Hey, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. John chapter 17, verse 3, Jesus is praying to God, and he says in verse 2, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Folks, there's only one way to heaven, and it is through Christ Jesus. In 1 John 5, verse 11, it says, and this is the record that God hath given to us, eternal life, and this life is in His Son. And he that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Now, I know that we all have friends who are good and moral people. They live their lives in a moral way. They're nice, they're friendly, they're courteous. And you say, why can they not go to heaven? Because they have not accepted the gospel of Jesus Christ. He that hath the Son hath life, but he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Friends, obey the Word of God. Accept Jesus as the Son of God. Believe, repent, confess, and be baptized, and you'll be saved.